This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. The chairman of a special Missouri House panel is outlining potential Medicaid changes that could expand coverage to lower-income adults while reducing it for children. Republican Representative Jay Barnes offered a detailed financial estimate today showing the potential changes could save about $42 million in revenues by the time the changes are fully implemented in 2021. That figure assumes Missouri would spend more money to add adults living in poverty to its Medicaid rolls and subsidize private insurance policies through a federal online marketplace for adults earning slightly more than the poverty level. It assumes savings to the state by eliminating Medicaid coverage for some children and blind adults. Barnes says they could get policies through the federally run health insurance exchange. Missouri Representative Steve Webb of North St. Louis County was charged today with numerous counts of campaign finance violations. Chris McDaniel has this report.
The misdemeanor charges against Webb are for failing to disclose campaign contributions. The felony charge is for stealing and alleges that Webb solicited a $3,000 donation that was supposed to be used for a legislative Black caucus reception. The charges allege Webb put the money in his personal bank account. Webb's attorney, Paul DeGrosa, called the felony charge novel.
People donate to politicians for many reasons and don't necessarily care about where the money goes other than that it's spent for that politician's causes.
DeGrosa says his client is innocent. Webb is the minority caucus chair and the former chairman of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus. I'm Chris McDaniel.
An agreement has been reached between the Nixon administration and Jefferson City on paying for cleanup and renovations at the old Missouri State Penitentiary. City officials had been conducting tours of the former prison site as a part of a major tourism push, but they were canceled in September after high levels of mold were discovered. Governor Jay Nixon told reporters today that cleanup costs will be around $2 million and that the state will foot half the bill.
This is money that we have available under the state budgeting process of facilities maintenance and repair under our statutory and constitutional scheme. From the state side, our money is available as we speak.
Nixon and other officials say tours of the old Missouri State Pen could resume sometime next spring. An organization that formed after a May 2011 tornado destroyed parts of Joplin is celebrating the opening of its 100th home in the southwest Missouri city. Rebuild Joplin held a ribbon-cutting Tuesday at the home of Ron and Margaret Campbell, whose house was damaged during the tornado. The couple had begun repairs but did not have the money to complete them. The Joplin Globe reports Rebuild Joplin began as a website after the tornado to connect people with resources. It eventually began construction projects using volunteer labor. Since November 2011, the organization has completed 47 new constructions and 53 home repairs. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.